What's your take on music in restaurants? Yes, it adds to the ambiance, to the experience, and no, it takes away the attention on the food.
My best background music is people talking, laughing, smiling. I like something to wake up the music.
Mm-hmm.
Not to the heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet, but not too quiet.
Yeah, I always say the music or the sound should be like a shadow. It follows the energy of the space.
Talking, laughing,
it's
the best.
It's the best sound.
If you could spend a moment with some remarkable people and discover what their life sounds like, what would you ask? Welcome to Are We On Air? An audio encounter. I'm Armand Nafei, and each episode will feature one conversation with an inspiring friend of mine who will share with us the soundtrack to their life.
Kalimera and konnichiwa, my beautiful friends, and welcome to another wonderful episode of Are We On Air? This week's guest is a legend in his own right. The iconic chef, business genius, and Bob's, aka Robert De Niro's partner in crime, Nobu Matsuhisa. I am sure that most of you have at some point in your life had a wonderful dinner at a Nobu or Matsuhisa restaurant. But for the ones who haven't, Chef Nobu left Japan in the 1970s and ended up in Los Angeles via Peru and began his insanely successful career, merging Japanese cuisine with elements of the Peruvian kitchen, thus creating what we all know now as the Nobu style. We've got together back in July to celebrate the 20th anniversary of Matsuhisa at the Belvedere Hotel in Mykonos, a beautiful hotel that's been around since 1996 and that brought the Japanese cuisine to Greece. We've had a lovely week together, eating tons of delicious food, sharing fun stories, sipping on Nobu's insanely good tequila, and enjoying the music that I had prepared for these festivities. And a big thank you to the wonderful staff and Tassos and Nicolas' wonderful hospitality at the Belvedere Hotel. Anyway, I used this opportunity to discover how Nobu managed to build this insanely massive empire, from restaurants to hotels to tequilas to apartments to private jets and so forth. What was the driving force and what was his key to success? But we also covered his partnership with the legendary actor that is Robert De Niro, his fun Mick Jagger stories, and of course covered everything regarding his life's soundtrack. On that note, domo arigato, and I'll speak to you soon. Nobu-san, welcome to Are We On Air?
Oh, thank you.
What a pleasure to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much.
We're here at the beautiful Belvedere Hotel in Mykonos.
It is.
We're nice and in the sun, but we're here to celebrate something very special.
Yeah, amazing. You know, so at the 20 years, still I remember the 20 years ago that I opened here. You know, the palm trees are a little, now it's three times, four times more bigger than.
Yeah.
And also, restaurant always upgrade, much more beautiful. You know, all the last 20 years, I come almost every year.
Yeah.
All the customers say, you know, one time come, next year, next summer, see each other. It's great. It's a feel like back home.
Yeah.
Especially this restaurant, so first in Europe, Matsuhisa.
The first Matsuhisa in Europe. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Feel like back home.
Because the first one was, of course, in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another home of ours. Like you mentioned the palm tree that was like a seedling when you started. It's like seeing your child grow up here, basically. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, palm tree and also the hibiscus, the flowers, plant. You know, like a kid, so it's growing. Every year it's kind of a big one, but they, of course, they do the maintenance. But I think beautiful more than more settled. You know, used to be the no windows, but sometimes, so June, July, so strong wind. So beginning, it's no protect the wind. So created the grass. So always, Tassos upgraded this for this hotel. This location is very great.
And in terms of the food experience within those 20 years, just the way the plants were growing, how did the menu or the food experience change in that time period?
It's my philosophy. It's like always, the food just like a fashions. Even the music, you know, architect and the paints, you know, everything like young generation people's to try to do new fashions. But even the food, you know, my signature dish never changed. But I use local product as much as possible for my cooking. Chefs buy the local fish, local vegetable. Then I come here and create a new dish. It's just like a fashions, you know. Very similar, I know, the fashion business to, you know, the Chris.
Yes, Mykonos Sushi Club.
I work with George Armani's, you know, or sometimes we talked about some philosophy. You know, cooking and the fashion are so same. Mm-hmm. Maybe music was the same too.
Yeah, I mean, the foundations, or it has to be there, of course, and there are certain elements that are traditional and they stay, but you go with the time, like you adapt to the zeitgeist. But what was it like, especially with Japanese cuisine, which is so traditional? Mm. Did you have a lot of like negative feedback when you start to play around with different ingredients, especially with the Peruvian backstory? Because it's usually so straightforward and traditional that the hardcore fans would kind of were maybe not so pleased about it. Or what was that like? How much can you push the boundaries, basically?
Well, it's Japanese cooking, very simple. Also, the clean. You know, this is a key, because simple food taste doesn't much complicate, so people can eat almost every day, mm-hmm. you know. But the heavy food, complicated food, cannot eat every day.
Yeah, yeah.
So it means that's why always I'm looking for my food, my concept means good qualities, cook simple and clean. Then always looking for more detail. So example, since opened this restaurant 20 years ago, not much Japanese restaurant around. People wants to come eat the sashimi or sushi, only come here. Mm-hmm. So now, after 20 years, look at this. All the beach restaurants in the Mykonos, they have sushi menu, sashimi. Even Italian restaurant, French restaurant, mm-hmm. also the serving in the menu the sashimi. Carpaccios, raw fish, raw shrimps.
Yeah.
So it means, you know, we start to introduce the sushi or sashimi and how to eat raw fish, inspired to all over the world. So it means I'm so much proud of myself because, you know, people knows how to eat Japanese food. Then they knows quality.
Mm-hmm.
So it means understand more, especially young people start eating, trying to somewhat different. Again, 20 years ago, nobody cannot eat the uni, seuchi.
Mm-hmm.
Now young people love seuchi. Even the Mykonos cannot find any seuchi. Now they fishermen catch, put in the jar, we use a local seuchi.
Yeah, oh, fantastic.
Amazing. So let's draw people understand how to eat the Japanese.
It just shows you how taste changed with time. Yeah. It just adapts. One way to describe and to kind of follow your life is through your soundtrack, your live soundtrack. And that's what we're here to ask for. And why don't we start with what's the earliest significant musical memory that shaped you as an artist?
I was young. I never listened to Western music.
Mm-hmm.
And my first memory, I was a kid. I was some 16 or 17 years, like a high school kid. I was studying in the midnight in my rooms. So a little bit tired to study, then off, so switch on the radio. You know, it's song from, you know, animals.
Yeah, the animals.
It's a title, it's called Rising Sun, something. Yeah. You know, I was amazing. So something, I was kind of a little shocked. And because before this song, and only listening to the Japanese song.
There is a house in New Orleans. They call the rising sun, and it's been the ruin of many a poor boy. In God, I know I'm one.
After this, Beatles, some Western, rock and roll, Mick Jagger, or Rolling Stones, Elvis Presley, or Beatles, you know. Then little by little, so start from this song, and I started listening to the Western music.
What kind of Japanese music were you listening back then, though, before you discovered Western music?
Well, it's very classic. I mean, you know Japanese song?
Yeah, a little bit, yes, yes.
Tomorrow, I'll be playing Japanese only here.
Yeah. like a pop music, yeah. You know. And
I'd love to discover more.
Yeah, my generations, it's called a three guy, you know, Hashiyukio.
Hoshi yori hisoka ni, ame yori yasashiku, ano ko wa itsumo utatteru.
Mita Akira.
Dare mo mite nai hoshi furu nagisa futari arukou doko made mo suna ni kizanda kono ashi ato wo nami yo onegai kesazu ni okure aoi umi kara kita yo na kimi wa
Nagai kami
sae ningyo no yona. Funaki Kazuo. Akai yuhi ga kosha o
means like idol,
yeah.
All the men, but I liked some men's singers, you know.
Yeah.
But not a girl's idol too. But always I was listening to these three guys.
I love it. What was it like? You just mentioned like the Animals and Mick Jagger and so forth. Years later, when you started to do your restaurants, they of course came to visit you. That's yeah. When you became friends with some of them. What's that feeling like? It must be so surreal.
Maybe, I don't know. Can I say about this? Okay. So, Rolling Stone, the Mick Jagger. Yeah. So, I was in London.
Yeah.
Because I have a restaurant in London.
Yeah.
And of London. So, Mick came to. No. I was there. Went to somebody's house. So, some private party. So, he was there. Then we know. Hi, Nobu, how are you? No, he said, I love your restaurant. Oh, thank you, Mick. But what? So expensive. Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger, yeah. The shame on you, how much you make you, man?
Yeah. If someone can afford it, it's you.
Yeah, but also he come to my first restaurant, the Beverly Hills. You know, still, we can see sometime my restaurant.
I was about to say, the first time I saw him was at Matsuhisa in Los Angeles. Yeah, he's still there, yeah. Do you have a favorite Rolling Stone song?
Well, I don't know the music, but one time we have a restaurant in Las Vegas, in the Hard Rock used to. They have the small concert room, like 150 people. So Rolling Stones play only like a VIP guest. I was there, you know, amazing, because Rolling Stone only 150 people at the audience.
Yeah,
so much energy.
Wow.
Also, so like kind of my generation too, you know.
Yeah.
but it's so powerful. That's why I understand why the Rolling Stones became famous, because heart. You know, they're singing with a heart, a lot of energy, passions. So passion makes the success, even the music.
Which is also the way you approach your career, is through passion. And reading through a lot of interviews of yours, it's usually the key ingredient, more than the technical skill, so to say.
Only one key ingredient, heart. You know, always I say the music, even photographer, architect, it's everyone doing famous or success people. You know, I have so many time to meet this kind of people. I feel, you know, it's, they have, of course, as a genius, I'm like a different mentality, but always big heart. So people's success key is means heart for me.
Yeah, I think that's the main ingredient, right? That's also how you differentiate yourself to others. One thing I'm very curious about is how you differentiate Nobu, the restaurant Nobu, and the restaurant Matsuhisa. What's the main difference? And also, how would you describe each with a different song that would describe? I don't know, very difficult, but...
You know, Matsuhisa is my surname. Nobu is my first name. So also, Matsuhisa's first restaurant, 1987, Beverly Hills. The New York is 1994. So it means always Matsuhisa is my starting line too. So this is Matsuhisa Mykonos. 20 years. So even the last 20 years, I have lots of memory here. You know, even I have a memory in the New York also, you know, that my Delirio's my partner, you know, still we are good friends, good partners. Also, Nobu is a big success. Very difficult to say because both is my restaurant, but the different partner, different locations.
Different menus?
No, menus concept the same.
Okay.
All of my signature dish, then local product, so create a new dishes in local.
And adapt to the local markets and tastes. And which song would you give to Matsuhisa and which song would define Nobu?
You know the Frank Sinatra?
Yes.
Of course I would.
Who?
No, younger people doesn't know.
Not everybody knows Sinatra.
Look at this, ask the 20 years old, do you know Frank Sinatra? Most people say no.
But we don't talk to 20-year-olds, so don't know.
You know, like a time wing. Mm-hmm. It's like, just like the Mykonos, you know. I was like busy. It's always working hard. Then sometimes, you know, stay alone. Nothing to do. Then just, you know, easy to listen to the music. That time is like a record, you know, not CD.
Mm-hmm.
Even, you know, the record player itself. Stay there from the speakers at the front, you know, it's nice, and the nice boys. Also, Mr. Sinatra is like my generation, even older than me,
but
it's always listening to this, so I feel comfortable.
Of course. Yeah, sometimes I listen to Sinatra just to kind of take me out from my reality or my day-to-day, because it really transports you to another era and world, really, and feeling.
Music sometimes change your mind too. You know, sometimes it's a heading, stress or, but how can I do? You know, I don't want to, I'm not alcoholic, but not much, no smoking.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's best way to make relax myself. So I'm listening to music.
It's the best way.
The music she moves to is music that makes me a dancer. I brought her my wildest of dreams and she came up with the answer. I leave behind a part of myself whenever I leave her. But oh, when I'm back in her arms, she smiles and then I am home again.
because L.A. is my lady. She's always there for me. L.A. is my lady. She knows how to care for me. No lady sweeter. You know it the moment you meet her.
You must have met Sinatra over the years, no? Did he ever come to Matsuhisa?
No, I never see him.
Really? Interesting. I would have thought. What's your take on music in restaurants? There are two schools of thought. One is, yes, it adds to the ambience, to the experience, and no, it takes away the attention on the food.
Okay. You know, in the restaurant, my best background music is people talking, laughing, smiling. This is my best background music.
Yeah.
But the restaurant beginning is a very mellow, slow. Slow means not everyone comes same time. So this moment, there's something that wake up the music.
Mm-hmm.
So some mellow, not slow, but not too quiet. You know, this guy, I don't know music name, but I like something, people come, you know, quiet. I like this kind of music, the background is, I like to...
Yeah, I always say the music or the sound should be like a shadow. It follows the energy of the space.
Exactly. Then they bring that energy.
Exactly. Or cut the awkward silence, you know. But when it gets busy throughout the service, the noise of the people chatting, the bartender shaking a cocktail, the kitchen, that's the soundtrack of the restaurant. You don't need to add on. And in a lot of US or American restaurants, it's blasting music everywhere. Like, sometimes you don't need that.
Yeah.
But interesting.
I don't want it too crowded in the... That's right, you know,
some
of the best sounds, talking, laughing, it's the best.
It's the best sound, which in all of your restaurants, of course, is happening every day. What's for you, when you go to a restaurant in general, what are the key points that you think make a really good restaurant? Is it the food? Is it the service? Is it the interior, the sound, lighting? What makes a really good restaurant in your opinion?
I am chefs. Also, I know how to serve. So restaurant have to be a combination. Good food, good service. So even the service, I don't want too much service. But the food have to be great. And also, you know, maybe I mentioned, I don't want to complicate to so many ingredients same time. I like to keep the clean and the simple. This is my, I like this kind of food. Then, so sit down, you know, timing. So example, the very fancy restaurant, the water, so that one still has a lot of water, so
fill it
immediately. You know, this is maybe they try to get service, but for me, it's too much.
I agree, especially in America. You have one sip and it's already filled up.
I think America is very professional service.
Because
I mean, maybe America, my home is Los Angeles, but good food, good service, always a timing, and also not to stay around. You know, always. So even the far away, so something looking for like this, immediately come. You know, means good service.
Yeah.
This is my best restaurant.
Yeah. I agree. It's the nuances. It's a fine line between overdoing it or not doing too much, right?
Yeah, also I can do one more additional about good food.
Yeah.
You know, chefs has a lot of long experience, can do easy to the cook.
Mm.
So slice, cooked, and presentation looks beautiful. But again, without the heart, just like the show to the beautiful plate, I cannot feel heart. That's why, you know, the mother cook for the kids. Kids always memory the mother's food. You know why? Because mother cooked always with heart to the kids. So even the chef also, same. You know, I do something, always thinking about stay another side, customer side. How they want, what do they like? What type of timing, you know, and portions and palette. So everything like that's why I like to ask the guests before I cook what they want, what do you want, what you don't like it, what do you feel, you know. It's like this kind of conversations, then try to as much possible what the customer looking for the food. Then I start cooking, almost 100% people happy to finish it.
And which is the greatest compliment ever, right? What do you cook for you when you're just with your family at home? Do you still cook at home or you have somebody else do it, or you constantly eat on your tours that you're like, you know what, I just want a sandwich or souvlaki, as we hear it, say in Greece.
So my daughter already graduated from the parents. They got married.
Uh-huh.
Only me and my wife to stay home.
Uh-huh.
So, but I'm traveling. So
a lot. I see your Instagram stories. You're nonstop somewhere.
Almost like 10 months here. You know,
I'm
not to stay home. But yeah, if I stay home, sometimes I cook. Sometimes my wife cook. Also, we have a restaurant in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So
Matsuisa,
and I go there.
Yeah.
It's so funny. You know, last couple of years with the pandemic,
yeah,
can't go to anywhere, have to be stay home. Every meal, so we have to cook. One day my wife cook, I cook for my wife. Then sometimes I make the sushi. Then I deliver it to the friend's house.
Oh.
They're so much happy. But still, I enjoy to cooking to my home.
Yeah.
But my wife's a very good chef. But the joke,
she's the better chef, right?
Yeah. No, kind of this question, my answer, the joke. Oh, I never cook my home because I have the private chefs. Then laughing, no, she's my wife.
I love that. Shout out to your wife. We just mentioned casino.
Oh, okay.
We gotta repeat that story. I love that story. I didn't know. So you were in the movie Casino with your friend Bob.
Yeah.
Tell us the story.
Well, it's a casino start almost the same time as the Novo New York Open, 1994. You know, Bob's office called me, Novo, you should go to the casting director to see her. Hey, Bob, it's like I'm busy because I have opened a restaurant. But anyway, so you should go there. Oh, okay, you went to there. So, you know, casting director, Ellen Lewis, she's very famous. And I went to the office, and she asked me to explain to the movie Casinos, Bob De Niro, Spidey Scorsese for the directors, Sharon Stone, Joe Pesci, you know, Don Rickles. Then you have some Japanese characters. Okay, sounds great, but you know, how much I'm busy? This day I can do, but this day I cannot do. So I explained all my schedule. Yeah. So she was laughing, but so same time, so cameras, the filming too, by my reactions. Yeah. So then finished the casting directors, then back to the restaurant. So immediately, hey, Bob's office called me. No, congratulations, you're in the movie now. Oh my gosh.
We have time.
This is the story to start the movie. Still, I remember. So when started shooting the Vegas, you know, I got that trainer and Bob knocked me to my door. And so he bring the champagne, some the small card. Don't worry about it. I'm next to you. You know, I was so, and I feel big to his heart because he's a professional movie, but I never to like
acting,
this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was watching to me. You know, I appreciate him. Then I did it finally. But also funny story, between the shooting, and you know, first time, the big movie, right? A lot of movie people come to my restaurant. Oh, I do in the casinos and the shooting and the trainers. You know, trainers? You have the trainers? No, everyone has a trainer, right? No. Nobody can get the trainers about, you know. Yeah. But so Bob arranged for this trainer. Again, I appreciate you, you know.
I was in Matsuhisa Nobu's restaurant in L.A. Roland Jaffe, the English director, took me there one night. And after being there like a half an hour of that, I told him, if he ever wants to open a restaurant in New York, let me know. And that's how it all started, really.
Then he gave me the chance and also involved the mayor. And we had the good teams. And first, my New York restaurant, a huge success. I'm a chef. I think about how makes guests happy. So it means best product, good food, good service. I like the people working with my restaurant. I want to be happy to everyone. Happy makes more bigger.
When Nobu said, I'm ready now to do New York, Bob asked me if I would like to invest. And I said, sure. Nobu's first restaurant was called Matsuhisa, which is his last name, in Los Angeles. And I said, why don't we call the restaurant in New York also Matsuhisa, because it's already has a name, it has. And Bob said, we just call it Nobu. It's much easier.
Nobuyaki is his full name. I said, let's call Nobu. It's simple. You know.
Years later, we opened another store, opened up as an addition to the restaurant, and we didn't know how to call it. And we said, how are we going to call this restaurant next door? And Bob said, why don't we call it Nobu next door? Then we thought about doing another one around the corner. And we were going to call
Nobu around the corner.
You probably have a gazillion stories like that. I mean, what a career, what a life. Was there like a moment from all your celebrity friends being in Hollywood that you will cherish for the rest of your life? Like that happened in your restaurant or...
You know, still the good customers. I appreciate they trust our food. Mm-hmm. You know, not 100 people, it's very sensitive to eat. Mm-hmm. But they still keep coming because... Maybe our restaurant is comfortable, and also they trust qualities. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why still a lot of people keep coming to my restaurant. I appreciate that.
I'm one of those customers. Another beautiful quality is this beautiful, delicious tequila that we had yesterday. Yeah, your Nobu Reserve. Yeah, yeah. 2008, okay.
Yeah, this is actually Añejos. You know, I'm traveling so all over the world because I need to communicate with my team. So end of the night, you know, all the key person, managers, chefs, or people around me, hey, let's try the tequila shot. Because after a couple of tequila shots, the people start more easy to talk.
Yes.
You know, I like to talk open heart.
Yeah.
So myself, you know, I like to do tequila. And one day, so my corporate bar managers talking about, so I mentioned to him, I want to do like an own Nobu tequila.
Yeah.
So then I tried a couple of different tequila. So many different tequila I did it.
Mm.
But meet this guy, is called the Key.
Yeah.
Yeah. So means first time to see the Key. Key means what? You know, tequila means T-E-Q-U-I-L-L, right? Mm-hmm. So then, so take the T-E, the first two. So last L-A, the take it. Key means... just like a middle. So it means agave the tree, just don't use but outside, just key. Meat means pure. So it means quality. So quality means same philosophy with me. And to see the person, then very passionable. You know, very, I like business, not only money. If we do together, I want to be feel his heart. You know, like a Mary, like a love each other. Mm-hmm. So, and that's why, you know, then I tested this. This one, actually, Añejos, 12 years old. So it means it's like now it's no choice, only one. You know, then we started talking. So very easy to go to the next step. So finally, so Nobu Tequilas came up in the United States and also now it's started Europe too, you know. And but still not the business, you know, because good stuff, people like it, automatically still repeat, drink again. So it means like still, you know, business or the money or the happiness automatically follow. So this is my philosophy.
Because you have repeating clients. I think that's the goal.
Yeah.
I hope you don't mind if I'm going to start pouring for us.
Hey, man.
It's time. We just have a little one. Just a little one. Okay. Just a little one.
Oh, yeah, more than me.
Yeah, that's switch.
No.
Okay,
cheers. Show me.
Which leads me to my next question. It's very smooth, though, I have to say.
Yeah, it's
and very flavorful. Yeah. I really like it.
This, I love it.
That's why I was like, we have to bring a bottle out for this interview because it's that good.
You should buy it.
And then yesterday, I put it in my pocket and leave. So you're doing a little house party just for you, your friends and family, and you're DJing. You have one shot of Nobu Tequila. What song do you play? You have five shots. What song do you play?
Well, it's used to, I lived in Peru and Argentina, so South America. You know, used to never speak the Spanish. I studied. Then when I study for the Spanish, I like to listen to a Spanish song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of like, you know, the Besame Muchos.
Yeah.
It's most sexy and the most popular. And they're easy to
learn and remember.
The Japanese accent and the Spanish accent almost cross each other sometimes. Then I learned how to sing in the Beso Me Mucho. And this is that. Still, I love it. This is a little song.
That's the track we're going to play then.
Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo perderte, perderte después. Quiero tenerte muy cerca, mirarme en tu sombra, estar junto a ti. Piensa que tal vez mañana estaré muy lejos de aquí. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez.
Talk my besame mucho. What's your go-to falling in love or heartbreak song?
Okay, I'm married. First time I met her, I was, 23 or 24.
Wow, okay.
Immediately, I love her. Means falling in love. So why? Because maybe my sixth sense or maybe my feeling. So even, I like to talk with you because it's very comfortable to talk to you. It means this feeling.
Mm-hmm.
This is very important to business, love each other, then trust each other. I never play game to business because business is most important, so straight. Don't play game. Mm-hmm. That's why, if I like somebody, always I trust more. So I trust more, they also trust me. Mm-hmm. So this is most easy, comfortable, easy business. No lie, straight.
Just like your food.
Maybe just like music too, because, singer, song with a heart.
Mm-hmm.
Chef cook with a heart. So the audience or the customer understand my heart. So this is most big the key point. Very difficult explain to what heart means, but heart is heart.
You feel it. It's a visceral experience. Well, when you had five of those and you're feeling super sexy, what's the sexiest song?
What sexy is? Sexy or nasty? Well, no, sexy means, I think, humble.
Humble?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And because that doesn't say too much. Always, real heart, I like to keep my, I don't want to say too much.
Mm.
It means something mysterious. Mysterious means something sexy.
Wow, I like that. Mysterious means something sexy. There you go, that's the first. So which song should we play then? What's the mysterious, sexy song?
But I like sometimes, so friend of mine, that means Kenny G.
Mm-hmm.
I love his music too.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny, so I play the saxophone. It's so much heart too. I went to his concert maybe 4 or 5 times. Normally, so play at the stage is just a stage play. But sometimes he comes on the audience side, So I was watching for the audience. So some audience that he play, so next to her, that she was crying too. So it means, crying means emotional. Emotional means what? Heart, right? So I like the Kenny G and his music.
We'll play some Kenny G then. Well, to wrap up our little chat, if your life would be a movie, what song would play in the end credits? The new Netflix documentary, what's going to play in the end credits?
Yeah, because my end means like my first, like animals. This music very inspired to me to like Western music. Still, I remembered all the music, song, and the melodies, and like I feel hot, then. So fast music, it means my end of the night. I want to hear that this music.
Beautiful. Well, thank you very much. No, it was fun to be on air with us.
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Tuning in this week. If you want to listen to the full playlist, visit areweonair.com or our Spotify channel. You can also find us on Instagram and on YouTube at areweonair. And a big thank you to my wonderful team at Studio Noi. I'm Armand Nafei, and I'll speak to you soon.